Hi, I'm Jeremy Dahlman, a Principal Program Manager on the Microsoft Graph Security API team. Today, I'll be giving you a short overview about the Security API for Microsoft Graph that was released as a public preview at RSA 2018. At Build 2018, we will be spending a lot of time with developers and partners to showcase how Microsoft Graph can be used to improve enterprise security and help our partners build better solutions for our customers. Today, security operations centers rely on a number of tools to triage, investigate, and remediate threats. Those tools offer specialized experiences and insights that help the security analysts get their work done. This often includes threat protection solutions that alert on potentially malicious activity, offering their own views into related activities, things like ticketing and incident management solutions, threat intelligence dashboards that can be used to hunt or investigate threats, and likely many more. This library of disconnected solutions often leads to disconnected alerts, slowing investigation and remediation. Although security operations exist to protect the business, they often lack the ability to bring business context into the investigation to help them understand the full scope of the threat. Finally, this increasingly complex organization and ease of access to relevant data often slows mitigation or enforcement of security policies. To address these challenges, we have released a public preview of the Microsoft Graph Security API to provide a unified gateway to your security data across Microsoft and partner security services. The Security API provides a unified language to standardize all security alerts from across your security operations. It also provides access to business data through the Microsoft Graph, data like identity information from Azure Active Directory, device information from Intune, and productivity data from Office 365. This business data can be leveraged to enrich security alerts, bringing business context into security investigations through a common API surface. Finally, the Security API does more than just improve access to security alerts and enrich them with business context. Our primary vision for this API is to make security operations more effective and efficient in addressing security threats. To help us achieve this vision, we're also using the same API to enable security runbooks for investigation and remediation. These features to improve security automation will reduce time to response and give security operations teams the ability to programmatically mitigate threats and set protective policies through the Security API. Let's take a quick look at how the Security API will fit in the Microsoft Graph. Unlike many other graph entities, Security federates queries for data from multiple security providers, depending on what you've licensed. The data never leaves your environment. Security Graph API serves as a broker between all of the Microsoft security products and other security ecosystem partners who listen for queries from the Graph API. Because the graph is authenticated to your domain through Azure Active Directory, only people with the proper permissions can get responses or take actions on your security data using the Security API. The Security API lives alongside the other graph services, bringing alerts, security profiles, the security inventory that the providers identify in your environment, and our automation entities for taking actions and managing configurations. These entities can be called along with other Microsoft Graph entities like users or groups to provide rich security insights and establish new data relationships to enhance your investigations. All of this will be accessible through the same rich developer ecosystem of the Microsoft Graph, spanning 10 different SDKs and code samples. Our public preview of Security API is already being used to build new security solutions from several partners. Whether an MSSP wanting to leverage the graph to streamline integration, a SIEM using the graph as a single integration point to connect more easily with Microsoft security solutions through our Azure Monitor integration, or an ISV who exposes their alerts alongside Microsoft alerts, adding to customer security inventory, or automating mitigations, we have many partners building exciting new solutions using the Security API. For example, PwC uses alerts from the Microsoft Graph to deliver improved visibility and protection to their managed security customers through their Secure Terrain platform. Anomaly leverages the alert metadata to correlate alerts with their threat intelligence, providing earlier detection and response. And Palo Alto Networks has built a proof of concept solution that combines both threat data from both our alerts and integration of their own products to provide a simple and efficient way for SOC analysts to detect, investigate, and automate response through a single interface using the Graph API. Now let's walk through each of the security API entities to look at some practical examples of how the Graph Security API can simplify some common tasks in security operations. We've already talked quite a bit about what you can do with alerts in the graph, but let's dive a little deeper. Querying for all alerts from providers in the graph is as simple as a short call using our C# SDK or our REST API. The results of this query can be filtered similar to any REST API and surfaced in whichever dashboard or user experience you prefer, giving you the ability to manage, correlate, or enrich these alerts as needed. One of the challenges we have heard from customers is the time-consuming task of keeping security alerts in sync across all of your SOC systems as you manage them through a ticketing or other management platform. For example, if a SOC analyst assigns an alert to herself and changes the status in a management dashboard, they often need to go back and then manually update that alert in multiple places. With the Security API, you can programmatically update that alert with a simple patch that writes back to the alert provider, keeping the alert updated seamlessly. I also want to take some time to talk briefly about our SIEM integration through Azure Monitor. The Security API does not ingest raw logs or reason over them like a SIEM. The API works exclusively at the alert level. However, the Security API is part of the consolidated SIEM integration story through Azure Monitor, where there are already connectors for Splunk, QRadar, ArcSight, and Sumo Logic. Security API customers will only need to integrate once using the SIEM connector they already have established in Security Monitor. The Azure Event Hub customers will build off Azure Monitor listens for security alerts through the API. The Azure Event Hub customers will build off Azure Monitor listens for security API alerts, seamlessly delivering them to your integrated SIEM for triage and management in that familiar interface. You can get more detailed documentation on connecting to your SIEM in the Microsoft Graph Security API documentation that we'll link at the end of this presentation. The next piece of the Security API we will look at is called Security Profiles. Security profiles represent the inventory maintained by security providers. These can be hosts, users, files, apps, or IP addresses. For example, Windows Defender ATP can provide host security profiles. Azure Active Directory could provide user security profiles. A CASB solution could provide app security profiles, and so on. This gives customers and developers the ability to correlate alerts with the underlying inventory associated with the events. For example, this first simple query asks all of my security providers what they know about a user based on the user security profile. The query goes out to all Graph-connected products and returns any information each provider knows about this user, janedoe@contoso.com. This information could be used to determine the extent of a threat that might result from this user's account being compromised. You can also query security providers to get their context that they might be providing. For example, if you can query security providers for risk scores associated with the host or a specific file, this query will return any information your security products know about the item, specifically in your environment. Security profiles can also be used to address compliance questions. For example, a simple query to all of my hosts requesting their current platform and OS version can give me valuable data on the patch state of my machines. Some partners are also using this sort of query to identify outdated apps on their managed mobile devices to track potential risks in bring your own device environments. You will see later how our automation capabilities can then help those companies enforce proactive policies to keep those applications updated. Next, we will dive into our security automation features. The value of simple integration and enrichment of alerts is clear, but we believe you should be able to address a threat as fast as possible once you understand it. We've created two security automation capabilities to make this possible. The first is our Actions entity. Actions are performed by providers against the security profiles that they have identified. This gives customers the ability to programmatically and directly invoke a specific action onto their assets in their environment. For example, in this first sample, we have a server ID that is managed by MCAS, the Microsoft CASB solution. Because MCAS has the ability to restrict access on any services running on its server, it can expose that capability to the Security API, allowing their customer to programmatically restrict access on this host using a simple REST call. Here, when a detection shows that someone is attempting to exfiltrate data from OneDrive on this server, MCAS gives the security organization the ability to immediately block access to OneDrive on that server, shutting down the attack and protecting that data. Similar actions can be taken by any number of other Security Graph API providers. You can programmatically block an IP address on a firewall, reset the passcodes on one or multiple devices, reset the passcodes on one or multiple devices using Intune. Revoke access to a specific file for a specific user using Azure Information Protection, or disable communication to or from a server using Azure Security Center. These simple programmatic actions do not require moving between connected systems. They save you time and speed your time to response and your time to protection. The last security API namespace we will discuss is configuration. Similar to actions, configurations can be invoked through the API to take action on your security products. However, unlike actions, it does not apply to a specific piece of inventory. Configuration is a universal way to enforce or set security policies for each security product. Intune may expose the capabilities to enforce new iOS device policies to the graph, so users can programmatically manage their iOS devices. This simple post allows you to push a specific policy with all of its defined parameters down onto all managed devices through Intune. Similarly, the API can be used to enable automatic provisioning of a new monitoring agent across all managed Azure Security Center tenants. The simplicity of setting configurations in this way will not only improve operational efficiency, but could also help you proactively protect your organization from threats. At RSA 2018, we announced our public preview of the API. During Microsoft Build 2018, we will be introducing the API to our broader Microsoft developer and partner ecosystem through Hands-On Labs. You now have access to code samples in both C# and Python, and the ability to integrate and query for alerts from Azure Security Center, Azure Active Directory, Intune, and Azure Information Protection. We have also documented our SIEM integration with Azure Monitor to help you integrate security API alerts directly into your SIEM. Finally, we have established developer communities in both Microsoft Tech Community and Stack Overflow to provide further guidance and answer your questions. In the fall of 2018, we will make the API generally available. At that time, we will have onboarded the rest of Microsoft security products as providers, as well as a number of third-party ecosystem partners. We will release the final documentation on security profiles and our automation capabilities around actions and configurations. Finally, we will be fully integrated with the Microsoft Graph's catalog of SDKs and code samples to make it even easier for other developers to build on top of the security API. You can get started right away. Visit our developer portal, ask questions on Stack Overflow, check our samples in GitHub. We have a space there where the community is contributing more and more samples every day. Thank you for taking the time to learn more about the Microsoft Graph Security API, and happy coding.